BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Naboth's Vineyard.
In the town of Jezreel, a man named Naboth owned a vineyard next to the palace of King Ahab. The king told Naboth he wanted to buy the vineyard and make it into a vegetable garden. He said, "I'll pay you full price in silver, or if you prefer, I'll give you a better vineyard somewhere else." Naboth said, "No, I couldn't sell this vineyard. It has been owned by our family for several hundred years." At first, this made the king angry. He went home and refused to eat anything. Finally, became depressed and went and laid in his bed facing the wall. His wife Jezebel asked him what was wrong. "I asked Naboth to sell me his vineyard, and he told me no. I even offered him a better vineyard in exchange for his." Jezebel said, "Oh, is that all? Well, come have something to eat, and don't worry about Naboth's vineyard. I'll get it for you." She wrote a letter to the town officials. It said, "Go get Naboth and have him stand before you. Bring in two liars that will swear he cursed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him until he's dead." She signed Ahab's name on the letter and sealed it with the official seal. The city leaders did exactly as they were told. They got Naboth and condemned him to death. After the stoning, they sent a message back to Jezebel saying, "Naboth is dead." She went to her husband and said, "You now own the vineyard you wanted. Go and enjoy it because Naboth is dead." When the king heard this good news, he went to see his vineyard. At the same moment, the Lord said to Elijah, "King Ahab just stole Naboth's vineyard. Go tell him this. You murdered Naboth, and the dogs licked his blood from the ground. Dogs will lick your blood at that exact spot." Elijah went and found Ahab at Naboth's vineyard. When the king saw the prophet coming, he said, "Wow, look at this! My enemy has found me." "Yes, I found you, and you have found every way possible to do things God hates. Now it's time for judgment. Listen to what God says. Your punishment will just be like King Jeroboam's. You'll have no descendants. Your entire family will be eliminated from the earth. Dogs will eat all your relatives that are in the city. Birds will eat those that die in the country. The Lord also has something to say about your wife, Jezebel. She has led you to perform hideous acts of idolatry. Therefore, before God destroys your entire family, dogs will eat her body." This struck Ahab in the heart. He ripped his clothes in sorrow. He fasted and wore sackcloth day and night. Wherever he went, he walked in humility and submission. Finally, the Lord said to Elijah, "Ahab is truly sorry for what he did. Therefore, I won't destroy his family until after he's dead. All that I said will happen when his son is king."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.